Okay, so Big Fatty was talking last week about gay days. So I've been following all the people on Twitter who are talking about what's going on in gay days. And Stevie B has sent me a couple emails and talked about pictures of Miss West. So I went over to the blog that they have set up for the gay days. And it's, I forget the exact name of it, Podcastapalooza at Gay Days 2009. And, oh, there's more pictures posted. Cool. They have posted tons of pictures. And Miss West, the whore that he is, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God, I'm just, oh, my God, I have to say this. Anyway, Miss West is in a lot of them, and he is just so adorable. But I just came upon Big Fatty's balls. You have to go over to podcastgaydays.blogspot.com because there's a picture of a crotch, and it says, guess the crotch, and then it says they're straining to get out, and Big Fatty's got, like, his balls in his underwear pulled out of his shorts. And then there's a picture of Big Fatty's balls hanging out of his shorts, and he's got Ryan and Jason forcing their heads down towards them. Oh, my God, I can't believe they let Big Fatty let them post that picture of his balls hanging out of his shorts. You have to go over there and look at it. Podcastgaydays.blogspot.com.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, my God. I'm just, oh, my God.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 352 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 10th of June, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, the Fat One is back in the Fat Cave. He is all by himself. He's got some voice letters that have been sitting here. Actually, they've been in my mailbox as long as a dump has been in Miss West's colon. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. And y'all, Big Fatty is already past hump day because, you know, with the four-day week at the end of Tuesday, that's the hump there. So it's downhill from now. But, y'all, I'm telling you, it still sucks to work a 10-hour day. And I have good reason to yawn these days because, y'all, although I didn't have that much trouble getting up on Tuesday morning for some reason, but, y'all, it had trouble staying awake all day today. It was just blah. So, anyway. And, y'all, I said I wasn't going to talk anymore about the gay days, but I do have a few other things. Big Fatty, you lied to us. Yes, I lied to you. But I do have a couple other things that I do want to talk about. First of all, y'all, I want to make sure that you go over to the BFO because there was a picture posted at noon on Tuesday, of Miss West post-barbecue eating tour of the South. And y'all, he has put on a little bit of weight from the barbecue eating tour, and I think you might be able to see it in the photo, but maybe not, I don't know. But scroll on down and take a look at that. But that's Miss West after the big barbecue eating tour. And then if you go on down, Miss West has got a new segment on his show. That's the Live It Up podcast. And y'all, it is Miss West's Poop of the Century report. And he's got a logo and everything, and I told him that I would help promote this, and I'm sure that this will appear on that poop at home thing that Archer does as well. But it's the poop, Miss West's Poop of the Century report, and he will be talking about that and giving colonic updates, evidently, like he used to do the humidity report. He'll be doing the Poop of the Century report over there at the Live It Up, and y'all, I talked to him briefly on Monday when Big Fatty got back to town, and y'all, evidently he could not wait to get home. He had to poop on the airplane, and y'all, the worst place in the world, even Big Fatty didn't like to take a dump on an airplane. So, but Miss West, I will go in a lavatory and I will shit it up. So that's what he did, y'all, and he shot it all up. Now, y'all, Big Fatty was all excited When I got back to town, because I downloaded all the different podcasts, I listened to a lot of podcasts on the way back from the Horlandos. And anyway, I got back, and Monday night when I got back here to the apartment, I was so excited because there was not, I repeat, there was not a podcast, a Monday podcast from the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, that's not like her. You know, she always puts the Monday one out late. But it's not like her just to skip one. So I had to e-letter her just to make sure everything was okay. Because y'all, at her advanced age, you just never know when there may be some sort of medical malady. And so evidently there was some kind of medical malady with the iTunes. And so I went in and there was indeed a podcast there. And so I ended up having to download it on Tuesday. Wah, wah. So anyway, but y'all, a couple of things that I do want to talk about. First of all, you heard Archer at the beginning of today's show. So Jesus Christ. He was talking about the Gay Days blog, and y'all, it is still up and running, and there are lots of pictures being posted. Big Fatty's got a few more that he's going to post as well. And y'all, speaking of that, Big Fatty, you know, I don't know if you heard the Sea Hag show last Friday, but y'all, she was in Orlando. Now she will swear up and down that I do not leave the Woodland Hills. No, because it would take too long for the motorhome to travel to the Disney World. Y'all, she was there, I'm telling you. And I took some pictures because, you know, lurking in the shadows. She was lurking in the shadows, and Big Fatty is going to post some photos of who he thinks Auntie Vera may be, and I'd like for y'all to vote on those, and I'm going to start putting them up at noon tomorrow, and maybe we can have some sort of vote-a-thon or something like that, and you know, just let me know who you think of these pictures is Auntie Vera. So anyway, but y'all, anyway, I wanted to give a special thank you to the folks over at The Pod Is My Co-Pilot for putting together the big dinner on Friday night. They did a nice job, and it's a pain in the butt to try to get 20 people. You know, could we get a table for 20? And Big Fatty is one of them, so we'll need to restock the buffet. And but they did a great job with that, and then just everybody, you know, tried to be prompt to everything, and you know, so people weren't standing around going, I do not want to wait any longer for Big Fatty or anyone else. And so, but everyone was in good spirits, and I want to especially thank Stevie B, who flew in from the Baltimores, and his good friend Denny, whose real name is Warren, but I called him Denny. And I called him Larry all weekend. And I don't know why I called him Denny, other than there's a Denny in the Chicagos who I called Larry. And, Warren and Stevie B, Warren flew in from the New York cities. And I don't know, maybe that Eric the Southern Boy, but y'all, he don't listen no more. Because, you know, if he listened, he would... He would call in and speak to Big Fatty every now and then. Big Fatty, it's Eric the Southern Boy. I'm still listening. But he don't do that. And y'all, I thought he and that Perfetti down there in the Austin were going to do a podcast. It, you know, Perfetti gave us some breaking news on that on a previous show. But y'all, evidently the breaking news is they're not going to do it. So anyway, y'all evidently... there were some love connections over the weekend, and Warren and Rodan. All that was missing was Chuck Woolery and the two, and you know, saying we'll be back in the two and two for the love connection. And I don't know. I cannot disclose any inappropriate touching that may have taken place, but there was lots of proximity. Let's just say proximity. Yeah. And then Tom and Terry, who are also up there in the Chicago, you know, they have a place in the city, and they have a place in the country, and then they have a place at the shore, and they want to get a place in Palm Springs, and maybe a place at Disney World also, now that they've been down there. But y'all, Terry had never been to Disney World, and Tom, the last time Tom went was at the grand opening of the Magic Kingdom in 1972. But that's not exactly true. He did say that he did have dinner in, I think it was Italy, back in the early 80s, and he had to pay $25 to get in the gate to go buy dinner and have dinner with his parents. Or no, he was given a complimentary dinner by the parents, parental units. But y'all, they hadn't been down there in forever. And Terry had never been there. But y'all, we had a really good time with them in the Epcot. And Miss West had never been to the Epcot either. And there was not enough time to get everything done that we wanted to get done. But y'all, that just means that they're all going to have to come back. Now, y'all, I don't know that Miss West is going to come back, because quite frankly, I think that it was just too much for him. I really think it was too much. He was worried about Big Fatty farting it up. And he just locked up, y'all. He just had the jaws of life. When he got back to San Diego, they had to call the fire department to open up his butt cheeks with the jaws of life so that he could poop. And so anyway, now y'all, Big Fatty, while he was driving back with Larry Clyde on Monday, there was an announcement of the iPhone 3GS. What is the S for, Big Fatty? And I think it is for, I don't know what it's for. Maybe Snark? I don't know. But y'all, Big Fatty has looked at it, and Big Fatty may be getting the new iPhone. Because, you know, it is not an upgrade for Big Fatty. Well, I mean, it's an upgrade, but not with AT&T. And, anyway, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to look at it and check it out, y'all. Going to have to check it out. Hey, y'all, before the time gets away from me, on today's show, I am, you know, as clogged up as Miss West's colon with E-letters. Not that his colon is clogged up with E-letters, but, you know, you get it. Let's just do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oh, Lord, this is Miss West, and I'm in Atlanta at the BJ Rooster Cock, and I just squeezed a big old dick for $1. Oh, Lordy. Oh, we are having such a good time here with Frank in Atlanta and Eric, that would be Frank's friend, and fantastic fucking time. And now I'm going to pass the phone to Frank in Atlanta. Here you go.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Frank from Atlanta, and we're...
Now, y'all, I don't know what they were doing other than evidently Miss West was drunk and evidently was touching some ginormous penis at the cock-a-doodle-doos. So, anyway, all right, our next call is from the one and only Miss Kathy in South Dakota.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Kathy. You don't have to play this on the show. I'm just dying laughing. this. My daughter is watching. Please don't play this on the show. Don't play this on the show, okay? Don't play this on the show, okay? Don't play this on the show, okay?
Okay, Miss Kathy, I promise I will not play it on the show. Ugh, Lord. All right, y'all, and our last call today, I have no fucking idea who it's from.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Frank from Atlanta. Just giving you a call to say hey and have a great time at the Gay Days. And just wanted to see if Miss West made it down safely. We had a great time this week here in the Atlantas, and we hope we see Miss West again soon, too, and hope that maybe you guys get to come over to Atlanta sometime. Talk to you later. Bye.
Now, y'all, I do know who Frank from Atlanta. Hi, Big Fatty, Frank from Atlanta. That's my impression of Frank from Atlanta. I do know who he is, but I just didn't write his name down on the thing. And y'all, if you know, every time I think about Frank from Atlanta and Miss West going to that BJ Cockadoodle-Doo's, it reminds me of this.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
Now, y'all, I'm only playing that because there's somebody who really, really likes that I'm playing it for. So, and you know who you am. So, anyway, y'all, if you ever need Tom and Terry's personal cell phone numbers or Stevie B's personal cell phone number, just let me know. I have them. I'm just looking at some of the e-letters. Y'all, Big Fatty has received, did I tell y'all about Larry the Lurker from Cocoa Beach, Florida? He sent me a picture of his penis also, as did, oh, excuse me, I got choked up on that one. As did a podcaster who I will not name, but just in case they did not want me to do that. Y'all, I also received some additional pictures. I don't know if I mentioned this, from KC in the Denvers. And y'all, KC, that's the way, we like it. Y'all, he has got some delicious tattoos on the back of his shoulders, as does Frank in Atlanta. And, you know, I'm looking at KC, and there appears to be some metal stuck into pieces of his body. But, KC, you'll have to let me know, about that, and, let me know, well, you know, just let Big Fatty wants to know about my body modifications. Y'all, speaking of body modifications, I meant to tell y'all this before I went down to the Gay Days, but y'all, you know, I don't know if y'all get this or not, but Big Fatty gets a Social Security statement every year, and y'all, if I retire at age 62, which is just over 9 years from now, I would get $1,385 a month. If I wait until I'm 66 and 4 months, I would get $1,901 a month. And oh dear Gussie. And if I waited to I was 70, I'd get $2,482 a month. Now, y'all, I'm gonna have to figure that out and see what's the best deal for Big Fatty, because, you know, Big Fatty ain't gonna be around forever. And, you know, something tells me that it might be better to just go ahead and take it early before it runs out of money. So, anyway, y'all, about the new iPhone, I think the thing that I like the best is the voice dialing and the compass. Because, you know, Big Fatty gets lost and all that kind of stuff. And I can't remember the phone numbers or anything like that. Y'all, it's almost as bad as Archer, and y'all, you know, whenever Archer forgets something, his main response is,
"Oh my God, I'm just, oh my God."
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438.
That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.